Kanab amber snail. Federally endangered since 1991, the Kanab amber snail, Oxylema haydeni canadensis, is a half-inch long, dextral, meaning up-to-the-right spiraling land snail, with a high, delicate spire. This species only exists in three spring-fed wetlands in southern Utah and northern Arizona. Discovered in Grand Canyon during tributary monitoring at Vasey's Paradise in 1990, this hermaphroditic species has an annual life cycle. Eggs are laid in August, larval snails grow until mid-October, and then overwinter by sealing themselves with mucus to stone or wood, or often, unfortunately, to dead leaves, which may blow away. Those snails that survive the vicissitudes of winter emerge in March or April, complete their growth by midsummer, and then breed. Those with female function lay several clutches of about 40 eggs in gelatinous masses on the undersides of moist stems and leaves. Kanab amber snail feeds on biofilm on moist dead stems of cardinal monkey flower and on other wetland plant species. However, they seem to prefer to feed on the tender new leaves of non-native watercress. About 10% of adult Kanab amber snail at Vasey's Paradise are infected with a parasite, Leucochloridium, which is a flatworm, and that parasite evacuates from the snail in August, completing its life cycle in songbirds. Although common in Utah, only two other natural populations of Oxylema amber snails occur in Arizona, one at Leopard Frog Marsh at -9 on the left side, and the other at Indian Gardens on the Bright Angel Trail in central Grand Canyon. After scouring springtime floods were eliminated by Glen Canyon Dam in 1963, Vasey's Paradise vegetation cover expanded by about 40% to nearly an acre. The post-dam Kanab amber snail population there is now likely substantially greater than it was in pre-dam time. The endangered status of Kanab amber snail has resulted in several biological opinions from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service regarding the impacts of planned high-flow experiments. Actions to protect the Vasey's snail population have included developing secondary off-river Kanab amber snail populations in tributaries, transporting all Kanab amber snail in the mainstream flood zone at Vasey's Paradise to higher elevations, moving and protecting vegetation patches there that support the snail, and monitoring flood impacts and among-year population variation. Recent detailed morphological and genetic analyses by the U.S. Geological Survey will soon propose synonymy of Kanab amber snail into the more widespread and common North American Niobrara amber snail, Oxylema haydeni haydeni. Thus, Kanab amber snails will soon no longer exist as a taxonomic entity.